This is the Screaming Pods Network on ScreamingPods.com.
And now, on with the program.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pilot Project. This is our very first, we'll just call it interlude episode, mini episode, whatever you want to call it. It is our tiny episode, our in-between episode, where we're going to talk a little bit about what we discussed before, Cop Rock, and what we're going to be talking about next week, which is, well, we'll get to that in a second.
It's like a bridge.
And joining us episode. Today is, you just heard his lovely voice, that would be Dirty Dirty Dustin. And
I'm not joining us, I'm part of the team.
You're joining me.
I am
referring to myself as the collective we, you're joining us.
Okay.
That would be Dirty Dirty Dustin, sweet, clean, beautiful Dustin.
If that is the way you want to identify as us, that's
that is
fine.
How we prefer to talk about ourselves.
Okay, fair enough.
And also joining us as our guest for the next episode, that would be Thomas the Tank. Before we get to the next episode, talking about the next episode, it's been a couple
long
weeks
day.
Since we watched Cop Rock, and I watched Cop Rock twice. It's been a long day. How appropriate, going into Viper.
Yeah, exactly. So
any reflective thoughts on Cop Rock?
Yes, one.
Anything that lingers with you after all this time?
I texted it to you because, of course, the fact that I...
Well, the audience doesn't know that.
Well,
that
I know,
you texted us.
I'm telling you guys about it right now. That I had to watch Cop Rock on YouTube, obviously, when you do that, it promotes other videos you may like.
Yeah.
And so one of the ones that I came across was the very last scene from the Cop Rock series.
Oh.
And that was...
Man Alive, you know what? You say that that's a good... I forgot you texted me that, and you also sexted me later.
Yeah. That was a different thing.
I think everybody deserves to hear a little bit of that song right now.
Now, this is the very last song.
This is the last
beat. Last episode when Cop Rock got canceled, and they're all... fucking pissed, and this is the song that
this is what they go out with.
This was a great job. I love my character. I'm gonna miss the people. Yeah, me too. Well, I guess it ain't really over till the fat lady sings.
Enjoyed that disaster that it was the ending of Cop Rock.
It's pretty bad.
You know, I'll tell you what stuck with me.
And it's bitter. Very bitter.
It's a bitter taste in my mouth,
yes.
For sure. I'll tell you what stuck with me for some stupid reason. You know how Earworms songs get stuck in your head?
Yeah.
Of all the songs that we played or we talked about on this, do you know what got stuck with me?
Was it the money song, the bribery song?
No.
Was it the stupid rap in the beginning?
No. It was the Schlubby Husband song, the sad sack.
Man. I think that may be the worst.
She chose me. It's been stuck in my head almost every day since we recorded that episode.
For some reason, sometimes that will get stuck in my mind, though, the stupid Barbary song. Just that woman, like, I was born in Delaware. Like, all high-pitched and crazy.
You know,
like, what is this about? Why are we getting the fun facts of her life?
If for some reason... you didn't watch the Cop Rock pilot with us, you should. But yes, if you don't want to go that so far as that and you enjoyed our first episode, I would encourage you at least to go watch the bribery song.
Yes.
And watch for the mayor's head bob. There's a particular sassy head bob that she gives that I really wish I could turn into a gif however you present it. It's just such – it's a perfect moment that encapsulates that entire – show
one
sassy head bob during the bribery song. Please go watch that, and try not to get the Schlubby Husband song stuck in your head.
Yes,
like I have. It has plagued me all week.
Yep.
So coming up in episode 2, we're going back all the way to 1994, when the three of us here in the studio were 14 years old.
Yes,
and
roughly 2 years after we started knowing each
that's
other.
That's right. After we had our first date together, we had our our rom-com scenes.
We all did the popcorn trick together.
That's right. We had a meet cute in a theater with a popcorn trick.
We did. It's
like we had one bucket of popcorn.
Human centipede meets popcorn trick.
We met. We smiled. As we walked away, there was upbeat music from a from a generic 90s romantic comedy.
Exactly. Of all of our... that was a romantic montage. Yeah, so we had been friends for 2 years, and this show is nostalgic for two of us.
Yes.
Not so much Dustin, but for Thomas and myself.
It missed me somehow. I don't know how.
And that is the successor to Knight Rider, and that would be 1994's Viper, starring really nobody that you know.
That's true. That's fair.
Starring a bunch of people you don't know.
Yeah. You might recognize one of the guys as being a character actor that played a villain in almost everything he did. He's the lead villain in the show.
Yeah.
And
Chances are you won't, though.
Chances are you may not recognize him. I recognize him for a few things. I can't tell you what it is. I just recognize his face.
I also recognized him. And he looks a little bit like Baltar from Battlestar.
Right. He was in a lot of stuff and a lot of things.
Yeah.
And there's some other... I mean, there is actors you will note in here. There's a guy from a particular sitcom. Yeah, there's one notable face. You may, if you were a fan of a particular family-friendly sitcom in the 90s, you'll note him. But we're going to talk about 1994's Viper, and it is one man who's trying to he's conducting his own private war on crime in the city of Metro.
Yeah, but Metro City, and he's part of the Metropole.
Metro City, USA.
They were hip and like I don't know, abbreviated police or something.
Yes,
called it Metropole.
So let's listen to the trailer.
They're fighting the outfit.
Let's listen to the trailer for Viper. From 1994.
It prowls the streets in the pursuit of justice. Its origins are secret. Its technology, 21st century. Its existence, officially disavowed. But its presence...
So there you go. That was the trailer for 1994's Viper. If you want to watch this before the show airs, I would encourage you to go to our website. Go to pilotprojectpod.com, and there will be embedded in here, the show notes here on your podcast player or on the website, there will be a link to or embedded video of Viper, which you can watch on YouTube.
Hello
for
from
free.
Your podcast player. That's where we are right now.
That's right. We're in your ears right now. Always connected. Yeah, so go watch it there. I would encourage you. It's only 1 hour and 32 minutes. That you will never get back.
Right.
Or if you're like me...
you have 3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours of my life I'll never get back. But go watch that, and then you can listen to this episode and have a lot of fun with us. We'll catch you guys next week for episode 2. That's Viper of the Pilot Project.
See you guys.
The Pilot Project is produced by Mark Hudson and Dustin Taylor. We have new episodes every Friday. Email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com or find us on social channels as @pilotprojectpod. Links to subscribe to this show for free and links to the TV shows we watch can be found in this episode's show notes or on our website at pilotprojectpod.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Pilot Project.
I'm loving this show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. See you next episode.